Minoane Mili. Some Rashwaka says, Yomakhra, the Pasuk says, Umesa. Lerabois, it comes to include another type of another girl that still gets this Misa Skila, which is Harosa Shaloi Bigdusha, Vileidosa Bigdusha in our case here, where the mother was Mizgayer after she became pregnant, and the kid was only born Bigdusha. Tagrashi says, Pasuk says, Umesa. Pasuk says, Visokluha Kolan Sheira Bavonim, Umesa. So the extra word Umesa is extra. Va'ayu Mesa Kroy Yaseru. It says, Visokluha Kolan Sheira Bavonim, Pshitra means they kill her. That's called Skila. Why does the Pasuk end off Umesa and she has to die? Pshitra she has to die. So Teretz says, with Dashna now Umesa, that there's another girl that also gets this Misa Skila. What's that? That means where she was born a Jew. Even though when the mother became pregnant, she wasn't Jewish, but as long as the mother was Mizgayer before she gave birth, the kid is called a Jew enough to get Misav Skila. Fred Gemari Hachi is so Milka Nami Nuka. The Chorosh, she should also get Malkus then. There should be a regular case here of Moisi Shemra. Omeya Selonam Lishalim. When the husband is Moisi Shemra on her, he should get Malkus and he should also have to pay the $100 of Kanas. So Marantas on Makrot Apostle says, Umesa. It's an extra Apostle of Umesa, which we dash and say like this. Lemisa Nisrapsum, Bulan the Kanas. The Chiddush is that the daughter only gets the Misa of Skila, but not the Kanas. Since the whole Joshua is Umesa, it's a dig, only the Misa she gets, and not the Kanas. Shad Gemara, maybe not. Vyema, let's say, L'Rabbi Sarasav L'Dasa B'Kdusha. Let's say you need this extra possible Mesa to teach us when the mother was first misguided, she became a Jew, and then she became pregnant, and then she gave birth. Big Dusha. Even in such a case, maybe you need a reboot to say the girl gets Skila. So Gemara says, no. Hahi Yisraelis Mal Yasi. In such a case, you don't need any Chiddush HaKroah. Since the mother was first misguided, she became a Jew, and then she got married, so now when she has a child, treat that child as a complete Jew. And therefore, if it's a daughter, and later she comes older, Avada is a pasha of Maitzi Shem Rabbaya. Shadimar Dovieima, let's say this Pasuk Umesa is L'Rabba, it's even the case of Harosav L'Dosha Shlebik Dusha. Let's say in the case where the girl was born to a guy. She was a Goya. And later the girl, when she's 2 years old, she was a Mizgayer. Maybe even in such a case, still the Pasuk says Umesa, that she would have the pasha of Skila by Maitzi Shem Rabbaya and by Naram Rosa. So Marantz says, that can be, Imkain is so, the Yisrael Mayahanelei. What do we do? Gefort, the Pasuk still says, be Yisrael. Mashm, you do have to be Yisrael. So true, you have Umesa to have a Ribui. So that's what we're doing. If the girl was born a Goya, and later she's Mizgayer, that's for me, it's from Yisrael, she's not called Yisrael. She wasn't born a Yisrael. Therefore, she doesn't have this Pasha of Maitzi Shemra and Naramara, so she wouldn't get Skila, she'll only get Chenik. Mashenkein, where she was born a Jew, even though the Harosa was Shlei Bigdusha, that's the Chiddush of Umesa, that's the middle case, that she does get the Chiddush of Skila, she would get, but the whole parasha of Knas and Malkus, that doesn't apply. But in the case where the mother was first Mizgayer, and then she got married and became pregnant and had a kid, that kid is a total Jew, then the Avad, you would say completely, that they have the complete parasha of Maitzi Shemra.
All right, turn off. Yeah.
Omar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Hamoitzi Shemra Ala Yisayma. The case again where the husband got married, and the night of the chuppah, he tainted that she's a Pesach B'suach. She's Moitzi Shemra that she had znus with a man before this, while she was married, b'shas in the erison. Like we said, the Gemara's time used to make erison and then make the nesuyin a year later, 12 months later. So the husband's Moitzi Shemra to say that my wife lived with another man this last year when she was Narusa. And she's the Yisayma, she doesn't have a father. So Lachar is Potter. In such a case, if you Moitzi Shemra, the husband is Potter. The case where the husband is found lying, it's not true what he said. So usually you have to get Malkus and you have to pay Kanas. Here, she's the Yisayma, he's Potter. The husband is Potter. Why? Shenam and Apostle says, V'nosnu l'avi anara, that the husband has to pay the Meir Kesev to the Avi Anara. So Prat Lazu Shein Lav, Here she doesn't have a father, you put her. There's no chiyuv to pay the knas. The knas is only if she has a father. This is Rabbi Yosef's chiddush. Moser Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, v'itamer Rabbi Yosef bar Zvid. The pasuk says, by mafuta, v'yemoyin yemoyin avio, in a case where a man is mafata, talks a girl into living with him, so he says you have to pay the father chamishim kesef, the knas. So it says, if the father doesn't want you to marry her, he has a right to stop. Even though like this, you're supposed to marry her. But if the father doesn't want her, she doesn't want, they could stop it. So the double ocean is, l'rabis yisoyma l'knas. A teacher thought yisoyma does get knas. Divir Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So you see what? That even though she doesn't have a father, and the Torah says also in these pashas, v'nosan l'vi anaro, still we say, even though she's Yisrael, she doesn't have a father, still she gets the knas. The knas goes to self. So you see, even though the apostles give it to the father, if there's no father, she gets it. So Mar says, who maisabla, he asked the question, vumafarakla, he answers it. That this apostle, Yimoyim, we're talking about, where the man was mafata the girl. And at the time when he was mafata, talked to Rinta, had this nus with her, she had a father. Just later, the father died before they went to Amodibin, before they went to Bezdin. So since at the time when they went to Bezdin, there's no father, the money goes to her. But if at the time when the man was mafata, the girl, she didn't have a father, she was the yisamer at that time, and echnami, there'd be a ptur, you wouldn't have to pay the kenas. Because the Torah says, v'nosan le'avi ha'naro, only if there's a father. If there's no father, you don't have to pay the kenas. Rava says no. In a case where a man is moitzi shemra, ani yisoyma, still he has to pay the kenas. Rashi says, a moitzi shemra al yisoyma. Rava holds in a case where the husband was moitzi shemra on his wife, even though she's a yisoyma, still he has to pay the kenas. Mimai, how do you know that? His midatoni ami, from what Ami taught us. That what he said like this, Besulas Yisrael v'loy Besulas Gerim. That it is such a loch of Moitzi Shemra is only by a Besula of Yisrael v'loy Besulas Gerim. Not in the case where the girl was Mizgai became a Jew. So Rashi says, Moitzi Shemra Besulas Yisrael v'loy Besulas Gerim. For a Besulas Gerim Yisraimihi. A Besulas Gerim is like a Yisraimi, she doesn't have a father. If a girl is Mizgayer, so she doesn't have a father. The Rachmona Afkare Lazara Dimitri. Like by Goyim, they have no yichus to their children. Especially when she's Mizgayer. Because we say Kishol Chamor, it's called like a donkey. The Siv, Zir Masusim Zimosim. Voloshen Shichva Zera, Zorim Kizera Mai Mitzvah, Krolamute. Yeah. So you need a posik to teach us now. We have a posik here that he said we have a posik that by a Besulos of a Gerim, there's no Pasha of Moshe Shemra. Now it's like this. Iyamrit bishleima ki ha'gavna biyisrael mechayiv. If you want to tell me if it's a Jewish girl, she was born Jewish, but now she doesn't have a father anymore, that you do have to pay for Moshe Shemra, there is a pasha of Moshe Shemra. Hainu the Yitzchok kro lamutigerim. Therefore, it's good. I would have thought that if this girl is Mizgayer and now her husband is Moshe Shemra, maybe she should also get kenas. Aye, she doesn't have a father. She's like Yisrael, but so what? A regular Bas Yisrael, if she's a Yisrael, she does get Kenas. So I would have thought to her then, a Bas Gerim should also get Kenas. It's good. But early Yom, but if you want to tell me, like Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, that the Yisrael Kagav Nepotor, that even a regular Jewish girl that was born Jewish, if she doesn't have a father anymore, and now her husband is Moitzi Shemra, and now the husband, by the night of the Chuppah, complains to Bezdin the next day, saying he didn't find Sulim, his wife, lived with another man before this, that you want to say a potter, so if so, hashter be Yisrael potter, begerim me boy? Like, for what purpose do I need a poster to tell me that by a ger, there's no pasha Moitzi Shemra? If by Yisrael, that doesn't have a father, there's no pasha, Moitzi Shemra, Pshita, if she's a ger, Avada, she doesn't have a father, so Avada shouldn't be a pasha, Moitzi Shemra. So since Ami, Darshan's a posik, to say, he says, Besulas Yisrael, V'loi Besulas Gerim, it's mashma, only a ger doesn't have the pasha, Moitzi Shemra. But if it's a regular Bas Yisrael, even though a father died already, still there's a pasha, Moitzi Shemra. Omer Rashlaka says, Hamoitzi Shemra la Ketana Potter. If a man marries his wife when she's a Ketana, and he's Moitzi Shemra, then he's Potter from Knas. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'nosnu lavi anara. It says, Nara mole dibra kosev. Here the Torah writes the word hanara with the hay. Anara mole. To teach us the pasture of Moitzi Shemra is only if the wife is a Nara and not a Ketana. Maskev lo Rav Acha bar Abba. Taima, what's your reasoning? This sivbo hanara. What are you telling me? Why is the pot so much shemra only by a nara? Because the Torah writes the nara with a hay, a complete nara. Ho lav hochi. Master, the Torah would have wrote like sometimes nun ayin resh, that's all. Even though we read it nara. But if the ksiv would have been nar, hava min, I would have thought a filo ktana. That even when the man marries a ktana, also there's a pasha of Moitzi Shemra. If the husband is Moitzi Shemra, tells Bez and his wife, live with another man, and then we came out that the husband is lying, that the husband has to pay you meya kesef. So if you want to tell me what, afilu ktana, no, that can't be. Hoksiv, the posuk says, v'im emes hoyadov razeh, if it's true what the husband says, that she did live with a man before this, when she was married already, lanimsa b'sulun lanara. So the posuk says, voitziu es anara pesach b'esaviyya. You have to take this girl out now to her father's house, to the door of his father's house, of her father's house, v'saklua, and we give a skilu, we kill her. Now, who is this pasha talking about? For the Gemara, ktano lav vasoinchini. This pasha can't be talking about when she's a ktano. Because if she's a ketana, we don't kill her. We don't give her an einish. Say, Elamai Pshita, this whole parsha of Moshe Shem is talking about where she's a gedola, where she's a nara. So why do you need this drush of nara with the hay to tell me it's only by nara, not by ketana? Elo, the pshat is like this. Ka nara. Enoch nami, avada, this parsha is only talking about nara. So then the question is, why did the Torah have to write the extra hay here? The Torah just should have written nara. How come it writes the ksiv is also with the hay? It comes to teach us like this, that ho-ko-mokam shenema nar afilu ktana b'mashma. Other places in the Torah, when the Torah writes the ksiv, just nun ayin resh, even though we read it nara, it means to teach us that a ktana is also included. That's what here in the parsha of Moshe Shemra. For sure, it's only talking about a nara g'dayla, because especially it's about skila. And the Torah has to go to write the word nara with the hay, it comes to teach us that any other place where it writes it without the hay, it means even a nar, even a ketan is also a mashma. Tony Shela, she learns like this. Shola Shmides Benara. There are three different halachas here by a nara, about how we give a skila. By a nara that deserves to be killed. Bola Eidim Bebeis Chamiya. Let's say we have Eidim when she's by a Beis Chamiya, means after Nesuyim. If an Erisin is, she stays by her father's house. Then when they go to the chuppah, then she goes to her husband's house, that's called Beis Chamiya. So if Eidim come to Beis Din after she had Nesuyim, she has Zinsa Beis Chamiya, and the Eidim say that she has Nus with another man, Beshas Erisin. So what do? The Din is Soiklin Oysa Pesach Beis Chamiya. That's when the Torah says we have to give a skila. That's called the Nara Hamarosa. That a Nara Hamarosa is a chiddush to say that she gets skila. And also we have the din of Pesach Beis Aviyah. Rashi says, Soitla Noisa Pesach Beis Aviyah. Doch iksiv. For hoitziyo es hanara el Pesach Beis Aviyah. Fahai, what is the pasuk talking about? The bol eidim bebeis chamiyah. That the eidim come after she had nisuyin, after she went to her husband's house. Ksiv. The forest bay craw, the ekra veleho, alma kitchenesis. Talking about after Nisuyin. Yeah. So again, when the Torah says, Beisa viha, that's what we're talking about. Where the Edim came and said she had znus, Beshas anara hamarosa. Here the Torah says, you have to kill her, skila, el pesach beisa viha, kloima. What does it mean? Why do we take her to her father's house? That we say, Rua. Gidulim shegidaltim, that the father should come and see. Rashi kolaymar mibayeze yosus hanavola shebayzinsa. Like we blame it on the father. The father didn't raise his daughter the right way. If his daughter went and had nus perotzen when she was married to one man already, so he blame it on the father. So he wanted everybody to know from this house came out such a navola. What about the bola edim bebeisavia? Let's say she's only a nara amarosa. She's married. She didn't have chuppah yet. And now Edom come and tell Bezdin that we know she just has this with another man. She has zinsa v'beis aviyah.